Louise, it's in part a day for celebration. I hope you're able to feel that. Are you?
To be honest, I'm still in shock. I think it would take a couple of days for me to sort of totally take everything in. I've just waited 27 years for this, but it should never have taken 27 years. The evidence has always been there, but because of people lying, corruption, cover-ups, you know, both of my parents have gone to their graves along with other parents and family members. They went to their graves never knowing exactly what happened to their child, and that is absolutely disgraceful. And those people who have been involved in these lies and cover-ups should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Absolutely ashamed of themselves. I don't know how they sleep at night. I really don't.
Louise, can I ask you how those 27 years and the lies and the judicial failures and letdowns, how did they affect your parents and your family?
Well, my dad had a nervous breakdown and never returned back to work. My mum suffered with ill health, and the Brooks family was never the same again. The Brooks family died on the 15th of April, 1989. You know, Andrew was, as I always refer to him, as the golden child. He was the apple of my mum's eye. And all those wicked, wicked lies, what was said, couldn't have been any further from the truth, you know. My brother, the only fighting my brother ever did was fight for his life that day. And even now, the disgusting things I see on the internet and hear about, you know, the 96 and the fans that day, it's appalling. You know, I wouldn't wish this on anybody.
Louise,
absolutely appalling.
Louise, can I ask you, were you inside the room when the verdicts were announced, when the findings were announced?
Oh, yes, I was sat in the chair I've sat in for the last 2 years.
Describe that to me.
You can't really describe the feeling, because you feel like you're living in a completely different world. It seems very surreal, and you know it's you know your heart's racing and the adrenaline's pumping, and you know, and all I wanted, I just wanted my mum and dad sat with me in that court. You know, I've had one of my barristers sat alongside me. But, you know, besides that, I've been on my own. You know, I've been doing it for 2 years on my own. And, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Good for you, Louise. And I really hope you're able to get some solace out of this. Thank you, Louise Brooks, whose brother Andrew died at Hillsborough.